Regem Christi Daily Meditations, helping you encounter Christ in your daily life.
A warning against hypocrisy. A meditation for Saturday of the 20th week in ordinary time. From the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 23. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one Father in heaven. Do not be called Master. You have but one Master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." Opening prayer. Lord Jesus, grant me humility that I may serve others in a spirit of truth and reverence. Encountering Christ. 1. Pharisees. In Matthew's Gospel, one of Jesus' main adversaries is the Pharisees. The Pharisees made vows to spend all their lives observing the law codified by the scribes. They were knowledgeable about Jewish law and tradition, which Jesus seemed to challenge and supplant with the law of charity. They antagonized him, tested him, and even sought to destroy him. Jesus alluded to the narrow vision of the Pharisees. They were zealously attentive to the minutiae of the law and based their hope for salvation in the fulfillment of daily laws, including ceremonial washings. These laws were meant to help people flourish, not stifle them on their path to holiness. We can become Pharisaical when we impose thoughts or behaviors on others, but excuse ourselves from them. 2. Humility. Jesus calls us to humility. Humility recognizes the source of all goodness, holiness, and truth. He warns against calling others Rabbi, Father, Master, reminding us that there is but one fount of wisdom, one fount of authority, and one fount of truth. In these verses, he seems, once again, to provoke an examination of conscience. He asks if we clearly acknowledge the Lord as the source of all life and truth. How many times in our day do we pride ourselves on being the last word and authority on a matter, when we are but bearers, stewards, and intermediaries of what we have received from the Lord? 3. The greatest among you must be your servant. The disciples heard Jesus turn human standards upside down, calling on all of us to reconsider what it means to be great, in charge, the boss, the responsible one. Those who have authority over others are called to a great spirit of humility, aware that they are in a position of steward leadership. We look to Jesus to see how to live this out by reflecting on how he cared for others. His availability, attentive listening, wise teaching, generous feeding, and many, many healings. He is the perfect servant leader. Conversing with Christ. Lord Jesus, thank you for your example of how to lead others with a spirit of stewardship and care. Grant me the grace to examine my conscience, to recognize all of the attitudes and undercurrents that move me in my service and leadership. Make my heart more like yours. Resolution. Lord, today by your grace, I will examine my conscience to evaluate my attitude of humble service towards others.
Visit our website at RegnumChristi.com.